Welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you. Bobby Metellus is going to join us in about 25 minutes. He directed and produced the Dwayne Wade Life Unexpected documentary that aired last night on ESPN. It premiered at the arena yesterday. He was doing a Q&A with Jackson D. Wade, so that was really cool. So we'll dive in a little bit to his documentary. Next segment during 15 minutes of heat.
Hey, comment.
Yeah.
Where is late response, but I'm a Dolphins fan with a fireplace.
Is he really?
On with your show. That's what he said.
It was funny, man, because my grandfather, my mom and dad, they just sold his house, and he had a fireplace in his living room. And I always just thought to myself, why is this here?
It gets chilly.
Fireplace worthy?
Is there people in the back that have those little
I know some people
fire pits?
I know people outside will have a fire pit. I get that. That's lovely. You kind of have like the contrast of being outside. But a fireplace, like, you're in the house. I figure you just want it you're right, man. For straight warmness. I don't think you want like the contrast that you would have in the atmosphere.
Right.
I just feel like it's weird. But that's just me. So Friday night and Saturday night were a lot of fun if you were a Heat fan. I'm sure if everybody went, it was a really emotional night. Everybody was jazzed up. Anytime Dwayne Wade was shown on the screen or there was a cool moment or any of that stuff, crowd was going nuts.
Hey, can you guys pay attention to who you're texting?
Hmm.
Good morning, Christina. Can you please check the mount and balance of the refrigerator? It's not straight, and when I try to open it, I have to tilt it backwards from the top in order for the floor to open.
We're not
Thanks.
Christina. We don't know what's going on with your fridge, sir.
Like,
just to let you know. just to let you know.
Yes, there's just a bunch of people saying I have a fireplace.
That's strange to me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Would I want a fireplace? No. I'm not a fire guy. As a kid, well, let's see. You know, everybody in their life has that one moment in their childhood where your dad or your mom had to give you a grown ass whooping.
Yeah.
Because you've, you know, done something that, right, they're both terrified and you need to know that this is not going to fly.
Right.
Here's my moment. So I was about 10. My brother was about 7. We decided, because of some show we watched, that we were going to play fireman. So what would happen is we had a little squirt bottle with water. Right, one person would throw the match on the ground.
This is outside or inside?
In the house. One guy would throw a match on the ground, and the other one would make the fire truck sound. And then the other kid would run into the room, squirt the water out. So this went on. So this went on for a bit. We didn't realize that we were leaving little black spots on the carpet.
Oh, you didn't realize the fire left burns?
Right. So one time I went, and I'm waiting for the fireman to come put out the fire. No fireman. Right? So then I look over the counter. My dad's holding my fireman.
Uh-oh.
Tap the fire out. Now, my dad's like Hannibal Lecter. He could smoke a cigarette, drink a cup of coffee, and beat ass, and his heart rate wouldn't get above 60. Right? That's just how he rolled.
Yep.
But you never got one if you didn't deserve it.
I just want you to know that, like, if I told this story to you, you would be, like, housing me down. Because you'd be like, yeah, that's about right. Playing fireman. That's straight out of my playbook.
I know, but so he...
How old were you in this?
I was 10.
Are you ready for the fire? We're firemen. Okay. We are firemen!
Got it, So my dad... He tore us a new one. Like, it was till this day. Right? So he left the room. We look in our wounds. He came back. He said, I'm going to give you another one because I think you're going to do it again.
Whoa.
That's not what made it worse. Mm. My brother said, so does that mean we have one whip of credit? We're going to die. So guess what? Till this day, I don't play with matches, fireworks, sparklers, I don't even like nothing. I'm still terrified of fire because of that beating that day. So
double beating.
Yeah. Yeah. So
Did your brother ever get to use his credit?
My brother spent most of his life in jail. So I would say no.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
So a programming note, next Tuesday, not tomorrow Tuesday, but the next Tuesday, it appears we're going to have Will Manso joining us for the show on Tuesday.
Right. Cool. Good to know. Will Manso in the house.
On Tuesday, yeah.
We're both out on Monday.
Yeah, he's not available on Monday, but Tuesday, he's coming.
What are you doing?
You're off, so I took off. I was owed one. I worked on the great I worked on the Great President's Day. I was like, I'm owed one. I'm
gonna and Martin Luther King Day.
Yeah. We work all the time.
Yeah,
we always work.
Yeah, I was just like, all right, Leroy's out, I'm out too. I figured you would have liked it better than me, leaving you on a day where you're here.
I gotta imagine that means it's me on Monday.
Yeah,
spin fire, hot takes, draft.
So much so, Leroy's dad's going to whoop your ass.
Yeah. I'm not going to be there. If he'd have a bad weekend defending the three, it's not going to be pretty on Monday. I'm just saying.
Damage is done, my friend. What else? What do
you
got?
But Ron? The Heat, they do play tonight against the Cleveland Cavaliers now.
Oh, my God. They killed them. I mean, it was. I looked up and I was like, man, 80 points and a half? Jesus. 82 points
it was
and a half.
It was great. I'm like, is anybody on the other side trying?
Are the Cavaliers here? I'll tell you who doesn't try right now is that Andre Drummond. He is checked out.
And still gets 15 rebounds.
Just like, I have no reason to be here right now. Not about it. Kevin Love didn't play. Crazy.
You ready for our new favorite game?
Somebody say I got PTSD from them preempted ass whoopings. Hey, man. Hey, every now and then you need some get right. That get right got me right.
What do you got, Robbie?
Our new favorite game, yes. What's the Line?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You guys want to take a guess?
Heat tonight.
In Cleveland.
They are in Cleveland.
Just whooped
up stink on the road, but just whooped
four
up
points.
On them. I'm going to say 8-point favorites.
You guys literally, it's in the middle of both of your guesses. The Heat, 6-point favorites tonight in Cleveland.
Okay.
Because
it was, the only reason why I said that, wasn't it 6.5 before?
It was like, for the game on Saturday, it was like 13.5.
It was?
Yeah.
Wow, without Jimmy Butler?
Yeah.
Wow.
When it got to 12.5 after they.
It was 13.5? What game did I. That must have been the.
No, it was Atlanta. They were 6.5.
Oh, okay,
favorites.
Okay.
But they were on the road. Same scenario.
Okay.
On the road, bad
okay,
team.
Okay, so then I would have said 6.5. Yeah. All right.
And you figured Kevin Love's probably back for this game, too.
Love, is he the, unnoticed superstar?
I don't think he's a superstar.
You don't think?
He's a contract now. He's not a.
No?
Mm-mm.
He can get you 20-10 like this yesterday. Like,
can he?
Is it possible to move?
When's the last time he's cranked that up? Since Minnesota?
No. What are you talking about? Go look at his stats. He's 15-20 and 10 guy.
15-20 is a big difference. That's five. You said he can dial up to 20-10 anytime he wants.
20-10.
Let's see. Last time, old Mr.
Kevin. Monday, February 3rd against the Knicks, which went into overtime, he had 33-13.
Hey, you still didn't explain the lineal championship. I know what it is. Why you do that?
He's averaging this year 17.5 and just under 10 rebounds.
There!
The last time he was 20-10 was 2011-2012.
What is he all the other years?
I'll give him 16-17. He was 19-11. So I'll split.
You got to give him the boss discounted numbers year when he was playing with LeBron and Kyrie.
I don't give him no discounted years. No discounted.
Boss
years.
Was only because
nobody nobody hears. He called him the unnoticed superstar. He's not a superstar.
All right, is the lineal champion just the British badass of boxing?
No, the lineal champion. The idea of the lineal champion is. You beat the man who beat the man. So the guy who was the true champion of the world, you got all these confounded belts that are out there. The guy who was regarded as the actual heavyweight champion, you beat that guy. So it's not doesn't have a belt. Like that thing that Tyson Fury had, that was the Ring Magazine belt. That's not the lineal championship. It's a belt put out by the Bible of Boxing, the Ring Magazine. The lineal championship's just a thing they put out there because Tyson Fury had no belts, and the only thing you could distinguish him as is the lineal champion because he beat Vladimir Klitschko and never lost his title. He had it stripped. So they just said, okay, he's the lineal champion. But it's just a made-up thing.
That's not the explanation I got on TV.
What did they say? They said it was Joe Test saying, that means he's the man who beat the man. That's exactly what Joe Test said.
Is it?
Yes.
So speaking of boxing, Leila Ali, she is coming out of retirement, so she'd end her 13-year retirement to come back and fight Clarissa Shields for $1 million payday, first ever for a woman's boxing match.
I'd love to see it. I mean, Clarissa Shields, she's kind of in a spot right now. She's whooped everybody so easily that she doesn't have anybody to face and really could use a mainstream
Leila
platform.
Leila is really old, isn't she?
Yeah, she's 42, I think. She's 42, and she hasn't fought in 13 years.
And I'm more than sure she ain't been working out.
And Clarissa, I think that's like her thing is she works out. Okay. She hasn't been training.
Okay.
But she, I think, is into very much like into fitness and nutrition.
Okay.
But yeah, she's 42 years old, man. She's born down here.
Miami Beach.
Yep.
All right.
I would do it. Like, honestly, like, she said she wanted it for $1 million payday because there's never been $1 million payday in boxing. Like, you tell me all these jokers they give $1 million to in boxing that they can't give Leila Ali $1 million and Clarissa Shields $1 million and make that fight? You would definitely do good business for that.
Yeah.
Clarissa Shields, by the way, Clarissa Shields, great personality.
Really? Let's see a picture of her.
Now, but how much would they be able to charge on pay-per-views for that fight?
I wouldn't even put it on pay-per-views. Put it on regular television. You can't sell ad revenue to make a $2 million purse.
You know what? By the way, I'm glad you mentioned that because nowadays, watching this Tyson Fury, Deontay Wilder, the whole purpose of the pay-per-view is no commercials. You're paying. You're broke.
Not anymore, Danny.
Now they're getting the best of both worlds. They're getting the pay-per-view buys and they're getting commercial ads.
Yeah. Whoa. Yeah.
But she spars dudes. She spars dudes, man. Like, she's no joke.
Hey. Look at that picture, the third one from the top.
Which one? The one where she's flexing?
The third one. Yeah, the red one. Yeah, that kind of looks like,
She's a monster, man. She's a monster. She's really good. She won two Olympic gold medals. She's already won championships in 3 weight classes. She's in the prime of her career. I mean, it's tough. Good luck, Leila Ali, but, I mean, if you're telling me you can't find the revenue to get $2 million worth of a purse for these ladies, I mean, I don't know. You must be a terrible promoter because that seems – if you're telling me that Ronda Rousey could do what she did and get the kind of buy rate, you can't get that for these girals, I think that's kind of crazy for me. And it's not like Ronda Rousey didn't make crazy money in the UFC. She made good money. She made what she definitely deserved for being the star that she was for the UFC. But I think I don't understand how in the sport you couldn't make something like this happen. It seems like it would be a huge hit. So, yeah, we'll see.
She's jacked. Wow.
She's a monster, man. I've seen her spar in person. She's
really?
Yeah. No bueno. They said, oh, she's sparring a girl today. I was like, oh, okay. Because it was her media workout. I'm like, that's not normal.
So, Madison Bumgarner, you hear this? He apparently has been competing in rodeos under a fake name, the fake name Mason Saunders.
That sounds about right. If I was going to pick one guy to fake a name to participate in rodeos for fun, it would be Madison Bumgarner.
Which he is country.
He is country.
He just signed a new contract with the Diamondbacks. I remember last year he got injured on an ATV and had to miss the start of the season.
I like Madison Bumgarner. He slugs it, man. He's
good hitter, too.
Yeah, he's an old school
guy.
He
would hate if the DH got implemented in the National League.
Anything else, Robbie?
And Bob Quinn throwing the campfire out there for the Detroit Lions. Yeah. Offering up the number
three
pick.
Smells fishy to me. Sorry, Quinny.
Third-round pick. Take it or leave it.
Can't say that I'm buying it.
Maybe I'll give you the second-round pick. But that's it. Moving up 2 spots.
Oh, by the way, I wanted to play this before we get to Bob Metellus. So, you know our boys, Ira Windeman, right? We love Ira.
Yeah, we love Ira.
He joins us every Thursday.
What did he do?
So I appreciate him taking our Pat Riley interview and giving a little pub in the Sun Sentinel. However, I was excited because who was hosting the jump on Friday but former host on 790 The Ticket, George Sinano. I was like, oh, all right. And I see that George puts on his little rundown of what's coming. They're going to talk about on the jump. Pat Riley thinks no one believes in the Heat. I was like, ha ha. Looks like they're going to talk about our Pat Riley interview on The Jump.
He went Ira Winderman.
Listen to this. Listen to this.
I knew it!
We just ran my essay on Wade, so let's stick to the heat here. Team president Pat Riley thinks the media is down on his squad, but the Godfather wants his team to know that they can win it all this year. Here's what he told Ira Winderman of the Sun Sentinel. Quote, I haven't heard it from anybody out there. Nobody believes that we can win a championship, the media. And I don't think many of them even believe that we're going to finish high. And I believe our players have more of a belief in what we can do than they do. It's not to use that as motivation, but that's just the reality. Brian, what do you make of Riley's comments?
What is he talking about?
Ira got my jump shine! Man! I texted on it, too. He goes, damn it. He goes, the producer probably just thought, the producer got lazy. They just saw Ira Winderman, Pat Riley quotes, and then ran with it. And you know what I think? This is what I think, all right? I'm not blaming Ira. It's that Windhorst. Windhorst saw the rundown, and he saw, oh, what's this with the Pat Riley thing? He goes, oh, yeah, yeah. He goes, where's this from? And he looks, and he sees that that story was from us right here at 790 The Ticket. He goes, hey. And he throws the little assistant producer, throws him an old 50 bill. He goes, because he's big money Windhorst. He goes, hey, here's $50. Change the graphic to say Sun Sentinel, all right, and change George teleprompter. Like Ron Burgundy. Windhorst sabotaged this. He didn't want us to get our shine, Leroy, even though we've been very pro-Windhorst on this show because it feels like he's turned over a new leaf. But now I really see your true colors. You put up all that goodwill just to stab us in the back.
Why is people quoting our show? Here, you ready? She's got a great personality. Leroy, really? Let me see a picture. Ha ha. How'd that personality look?
Gotta go. Listen, anyway, Bob Metellus, he is the director of Wade, Life Unexpected. We will talk to him next.
15 minutes.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy, a little 15 minutes of heat here. Been talking a lot of heat today. Of course, it was Dwayne Wade weekend, legacy weekend. Friday was a lot of fun. The flashback event where it was basically a roast. A lot of great stories. I was talking to Goran after the game, and he was just like, he goes, yeah, he's like, you guys kind of got a peek of what it's like in the locker room. It's just everybody busting on each other all the time. Although I would have loved Gogi up there for a segment where he's up there telling his stories. Robbie, can you get me Goran Dragic? Because I asked him after the game about Dwayne Wade and his appearance on this new Rick Ross single, which you hear at the end of Wade's documentary. It closes out the documentary, and we've been playing it like crazy on the show. D Wade Life Unexpected, but Goran Dragic weighs in on how Dwayne Wade is at his song and what he brings to the table musically.
It was cool. D Wade surprised me. You know, he got some bar, he can rap. I didn't hear the OG so much, though. he was more in the back, yeah, but it was cool, yeah.
Nobody better you want to hear from when it comes to that. So let's go out to the Toyota of Hollywood guest line. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Last night, watched D-Wade Life Unexpected debuted on ESPN. Let's talk to the director. Bob Metellus joins us there. He did an excellent, excellent job. You guys can now catch it on ESPN Plus. It's streaming there if you guys missed it last night. Bob, thanks for the time, man. Really appreciate it.
Man, thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
It was a really, really great job, man. Very much enjoyed it. I guess the question is, to start off, like, how do you even dive into going into a guy who's got the story that D-Wade's got? Because I think you even started off, you're like, we've done so many interviews. Like, where do you begin? What is that process like for you?
It takes a lot of help. I have so many drives. I know what's been happening to he came down and talked to talked to one day and said, Bob, let's have a meeting. And so we sat down, we just do a project. And I'm like, all right, I need some
that he gave on Saturday. You could tell that he put a lot of time and a lot of thought into everything he wanted to say.
I think it's well said.
If I told this story to you,
96, 80.
It's kind of got a peek of what it's like in the locker room. It's just
OG so much, though. He was more
footage, right? Because originally when we shot, we were just shooting. Wow, let's have a meeting. And it
is to start off, like, how do you even dive into going into to a guy who's got the story that D-Wade's got? Because I think you even started off, you're like, we've done so many interviews. Like, where do you begin? What is that process like for you?
And it takes a lot of help. I have somebody drive. I know when Dwayne asked me to he came down and talked to do the. He called me one day and said, Bob, let's have a meeting. And so we sat down and he said, let's just do a project. And I'm like, all right, I need some help. They're going to figure out what we're going to do. So I have over 48 terabytes of footage.
Wow.
It's a lot of hours. And so I reached out to my team and we went through, like, it took us like a month and a half to kind of just log the footage, right? Because originally when we shot, when we were shooting, we were just shooting just for archival purposes. We were never really shooting for a doc, per se. But then, you know, when Dwayne came up with the idea, let's put something together, my team and I, we just kind of just sat through days, long days, just trying to just sort the footage. And then we kind of just said, all right, what kind of story do we want to tell? And that's, you know, it was the process of just a lot of talking back and forth between each other. And we came up with a sizzle. And from that sizzle, we went to CEA, Dwayne's agency, and said, like, we need to find a partner to help us produce this project. And that's where we got Imagine involved, Ron Howard team, Brian Grazer's team to help us produce this final project that you saw last night.
So what was the, when you're talking with Dwayne about the project, when you're having these conversations, what do you guys want to get across? And you're going to have this span of 2 hours of TV time. So, you know, you got and the commercial and all that stuff. So what are the important things that you want to hit on and really get people to know?
that Dwayne is human. That was one of the biggest things when ESPN asked us, what do you want this final product to look like? And the biggest thing for us was that, you know, Dwayne's a basketball player, and he has so much basketball content from Marquette days, from Richard days, and now he's 16 years of, you know, playoffs with the Heat and the Bulls and the Cavs for a little bit.
Yeah, we don't got to talk about that. It's okay.
But we were trying to, I wanted to tell a story about a guy who, that just is human, you know. So, you know, it may like to say that he's imperfect, you know, and to let you know that you can still be imperfect, but still have a you know, life that you have, but you have the flaws that may come up, you know, from his childhood. I thought, Dwayne, that every time I look at a child, I just hear about a childhood, you know, you hear the story last night with the gun to the back of his head, you know, like, you're not supposed to really be here. You know, like, if I take your name out and I tell you the stories that this young man has, you're like, and I tell you where you think this person ends up, most of the time you're going to say either dead or in jail. And just to hear those things happen to you, hear about those things that happened to him, and to see where you end up, it's just kind of just that journey that you see is kind of cool. And he's also a basketball player, too. So, you know, it was kind of cool to kind of weave in between those two. You know, phases of his life just kind of just show, you know, you can still have the life that you have, the perseverance, you know, that redemption, all those things, but even going through all the trouble, all the stuff that he had to go through.
We were all kind of watching it, group texting as a show last night together, and I know I was, we were riding along, we were enjoying the whole thing, and then all of a sudden my phone lights up in the middle. It's my producer, Ravi, and he goes, this damn thing's got me so mad at Pat Riley again. I got so furious. And he's like, the candor is just, he's so open and honest with how pissed he was about Pat Riley about the divorce. And Riley was, kind of going with the whole I bleeped up. So going down that avenue with them both, what was that like, I guess, telling that part of the story? And then what was it like, relaying it to Pat when he's talking about it?
So let me tell you, right, so, you know, we did a lot of interviews, right? And that was one of the first interviews that we did. We called it the master interview. And everybody on the team, you know, you see, like, what the interview looks like. You see the room is dark. And it's me and Dwayne just talking for hours, right? So I'm going through his life. You know, we're talking about different stories. And we go down this path. And to see him go down that path and talk about that part,
I never really. it was the first time I've seen him really visibly get upset during an interview, like visibly upset. And I'm like, whoa, this kind of just, you know, everyone knows what happened. You know, you had the one last dance, came back, everything is good. You know, it's all good. You know, the story ends well. But for him to relive that, me making him relive that story, he visited, like the room got tense, got real thick, and it was I mean, it was, if you heard the whole interview, it was just like a point where we were like, well, damn.
Oh, man.
And then,
got to take a break. Somebody go get a drink or something, like lunchtime.
Well, what was crazy was that we were, you can hear pins off in the room, you know, because it was real honest. You know, you could tell, you know, that it really, you know, it really hurt him. You know, that was one of the things that, you know, that I felt that I wanted to make sure people saw that that he was hurt. But the good thing was that, you know, also got a chance to do Pat's interview. Now, you know, we kind of had a, and Pat, mind you, Pat never saw Dwayne's interview at the time. So he was, so when I spoke with him, he was just being as honest as well. And it was cool to see Pat say what he said and to kind of tell both stories from both of them. It was kind of cool. To see, like, Dwayne said what he said and Pat said what he said. So it was kind of, you know, we were all like, man, it's great that it went like that. But, man, I'm going to tell you right now, to this day, that part of the interview was probably one of the most tense, like, just more just like, man, nobody wanted to say anything. Nobody wanted to, like, make a move, make a sound. But, you know, I'm glad it came out and played out well.
I mean, come on. You doing a documentary for D. Wade. I mean, Pat Riley knows what the deal is, right? He gotta fess up. I mean, that's just being aware.
Yeah.
Like to say you never showed him what D. Wade said. Oh, he knew he had them maybe messed up. I mean, look, I'm from the school of this. Like, there's only a handful of people in a number of organizations on this planet that if they want to stay, they stay and you just eat it. And I thought D. Wade was one of those guys. He thought he was one of those guys. He sees around all these sports teams, everybody getting that send-off hookup and whatever. And Pat Riley is just like, hey, he'll get over it, right? And so now it's where we are now. But I'm not mad at D. Wade for, like, he loves Pat Riley. He really does everything he say about Pat Riley, he appreciates. But I do believe that he's still mad at Pat Riley about that incident and will always be.
Well, yeah, well, he clearly said, Pat messed up with him on that. Like, yeah, he thought, like, he said it very clearly, very plainly. And Pat said the same thing, too, you know. So they both kept it very real. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't like kind of dancing around the subject, kind of like, oh, maybe, it's all good, but it's all okay. It's okay, though, at the end. Like, Pat, because at the end of the day, you know, Dwayne has a very special relationship with Pat.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Most of the guys, like it's a scene in the doc where you see, right, like around that time when it's happening, where you see Dwayne and Pat kind of like talking in the back of, in the parking garage. And that's actually around the time they talked about this 3-day weekend. And it wasn't like, they spoke about it like specifically, just like Dwayne said, man, when I retire, you know, we gotta do something real special. Imagine Dwayne at the time never had left the Heat. At the time it was 13 years in. It was just more just, you know, Dwayne felt a certain way that, you know, at the end of the day, I'm about to be taken care of. And it just didn't happen that way, at least at that time. So, you know, they both had a moment, and, you know, it'll always be a moment in their lives, part of their story, part of their journey. But, you know, it was real. We kept it real as possible.
We're talking about Metalis. You guys can check his documentary out, Dwayne D. Wade, Life Unexpected. It's available now on demand on ESPN+. It debuted last night on ESPN. It was really, really good. If you're a Heat fan, D. Wade fan, you get every angle of D. Wade. Because you have to make it for television, Bob, I imagine as a director, there had to be parts that you wanted to keep in but didn't have time to. Is there a certain piece that was hard for you to part with that you wish could have made the documentary, but there just wasn't time for it?
There's a lot of, I guess, more stories
it's more like I felt that you know, at times we could have probably gone more in depth in certain areas. But the thing was, what we wanted to do was make sure we told a complete story from A to Z. So some things just had to just kind of get left. And to this day, we, you know, Dwayne and I talked about, like, man, we could have done like a 4-hour, 10-hour, like, we could have done just as long as documentary as we wanted to. But the idea was that I wanted to make sure that we told a story that that was entertaining for those who, like you said, Heat fans, Dwayne fans, like that. We wanted to do something that was inspirational and that can stand like almost the test of time. And some things, you know, we got, we have a lot of footage that never made it, but we're good. You know, when you watch your story, like my wife and I, she was Dwayne's manager. We all kind of watched your story and was like, man, this is, it's a story of, man, over, like overcoming a lot of things. Even like the title, Life Unexpected. We took a long time to come up with that title because we didn't want it to be something where, like, a basketball-related term. We wanted to show people that this was a story about a man, a black man from Chicago, from the south side of Chicago, who's gone through so many things, who's a father, husband, brother, friend, and all these things of just being, overcoming a lot of things, very inspirational, inspiring people.
Before we get you out of here, a guy who's been around Dwayne as long as you have, what was it like taking in this weekend, and you know, some of your favorite moments, I guess, from the entire span of it?
No, I'm just so happy for him. As a fan of Dwayne, I'm just happy for him. Like this entire weekend, this entire month, actually, just from watching from a fly on the wall, just watching the All-Star and like the love he's been getting, you know, like his, like myself and the rest of his team, we just looked at it like, oh man, this is just so dope. This is so dope. Like, you don't get this for a lot of time. You don't get this for a lot of people. You know, you don't get to see, like you don't get to receive your roses a lot of times while you're alive most of the time, you know? And to get that for him, it was just happy. It was just so happy for him.
Well, I appreciate the time, man. You did an excellent, excellent job. We really, really enjoyed the piece.
Thank you, guys.
It was really good, Bob.
Yeah, it was.
Good job by you, man. You did excellent work. And you guys go check it out now. D Wade, Life Unexpected. Bob Matas, we appreciate him joining us and giving us some insight on the piece. That interview must, those raw interviews must be something.
He did get a little, when I said, well, come on, what does Pat Riley go say? He's doing a D Wade Dick documentary. I mean, look, I do believe, you know, after a period of time, you get a chance to do right by D Wade. Mm-hmm. And I think that him and Pat probably. But the problem is that moments like that only present themselves.
Yeah. Bob has one question for you guys. You can put him back on.
Sure,
he's
still
on.
Sure.
He has a question.
What's up,
question,
man?
So, did any of you guys get emotional watching it?
Oh, of course.
Like,
it's D Wade. I mean, you put D Wade emotional
see,
stuff. Yeah.
You know what? I didn't get emotional, but you know what made me feel the best out of the whole weekend? Because, you know, when D Wade first got into the league, he was a little shy. You know, he didn't really, you know, he wasn't as vocal. And as the years went on, you know, probably being around Shaq and then with, you know, all the other people, and then having more of a role in the organization as being the leader, to the finished product of what I saw on Saturday, I think that was the most impressive thing, with how he handled himself, with how, and just the growth of that to where he is today, and being able to witness the whole, you know, the whole thing. Because a lot of people don't realize that, man, just because you can play basketball don't mean you're a public speaker.
Honestly, the thing that got me the most was the stuff with his children, like everything, just the idea of like everything he went through, from his divorce to the custody battle, like him, you know, you think back to what he was doing at that time.
Flying in between games
and stuff like that. Like, that was the stuff that that got me the most, man, to be honest with you.
Man, I'm glad. Great, great, great.
You did an awesome job again. And by the way, can you believe this mayor showed up to give Dwayne Wade the key to the city and didn't give him a damn street? Like, what is that? How are you gonna roll in here and just give him a key and a day that's already his? We know it's his day, and you're not gonna roll out
a petition.
I have, trust me. And this guy keeps going out there, and he's like, oh, it's coming soon, coming soon. It's like, bro, you've been saying that for 2 years. Name the damn street in front of the arena after him already.
Let's do it.
Dallas did it for Dirk in like 3 weeks, and we had the idea first. Anyway, sorry, Bob. Sorry to drag you into that, Bob.
I appreciate it.
Again, go check out D Wade Life Unexpected. That's Bob Matas, the director, producer. He did an awesome job. We'll be back with more after this.
The Ticket and JetBlue Vacations want to give you a JetBlue vacation package. 2 round-trip travel certificates and a $1,000 certificate for a hotel, car rental, or activities. Nice. Want to win? Register online at theticketmiami.com contest page. Click the JetBlue Vacations weekend trip giveaway. Register and you're eligible. And you could be on your way to somewhere cool. Log on to theticketmiami.com now. Blackout dates.
Don't go out. Go all out in the all-new Toyota Highlander. Amplify your style with a captivating exterior and available 20-inch alloy rims. Amplify your comfort with available premium leather interior and ventilated seats. Or amplify your groove with an available booming 11-speaker JBL audio system. You can even amplify your crew with roomy seating for up to 8, 5 USB ports, and available Wi-Fi connect. Don't go out. Go Highlander in the all-new Toyota Highlander. Toyota, let's go places.
World of SFL.com. Gun World of South Florida. It's the only place to shoot.
Y'all ready to get this party started?
Take 790 The Ticket wherever you go. Go to theticketmiami.com on your mobile device and click the listen button. Or download the radio.com app free. Hurry, do it now.
790 The Ticket traffic.
Hey guys, in Broward, southbound 95, before Broward Boulevard, there's a broken down car on the right shoulder. And northbound 75's ramp to the Sawgrass has a right shoulder blocked by a collision. And over in Miami, there's traffic delays southbound on 95 Express from northwest 103rd Street till the Airport Expressway. Brought to you by Rubenstein Law. Car accident, truck accident, or slip and fall, call Rubenstein Law. 1-800-FL-LEGAL. That's 1-800-FL-LEGAL. Offices throughout Florida. That's traffic. We're Zaslow and Danberg. Come your way at 10 on AM 790 and FM 104.3 HD2. The Ticket, a radio.com sports station. Download the radio.com app now to listen to your favorite shows.
I apologize.
Apologize for what?
There's an it's an emergency song. I just threw it up there. God, this is terrible. Terrible for radio. I mean, there's a bad song.
I like it.
Too slow of an intro. We gotta get upbeat.
It's okay. You want? Hey, listen. This is like lovemaking time. This is about the entire weekend. How I felt about it.
I would like to play you guys shenanigans at this moment.
What do you mean?
But I'm a little shaken up.
How?
Somebody texted in. Hey, Leroy. This seems to be up your alley. First, we had Martin Luther King doing the chop.
Seminole chop. Yep.
Seminole chop.
With the receiver gloves on.
Yep, with the receiver gloves. Then earlier this year, we had Martin Luther King with a bunch of gold chains on a pamphlet for a strip club.
Yep, I remember that well.
Yep. But move over.
Oh, no.
We have a new one. The Harriet Tubman credit card. Where there's a picture of her on the credit card doing Wakanda for Life.
That can't be real, man.
Pull it up.
No.
I'm telling you.
I don't want it to be real.
It's real. In the bank.
It's almost as real as that Chargers offer to Detroit to move up.
There.
Oh, boy. Harriet Tubman looks like she's thrown up the Wakanda for Life on the debit card.
Yep.
Let's see.
No, there you go.
Oh, my goodness.
There you go.
One United Bank, one of the largest black-owned banks, this is via CNN, black-owned banks in the U.S. released a new Visa debit card to celebrate Black History Month. The card shows Harriet Tubman with her arms crossed on her chest. A lot of people on social media thought she was throwing up the famous Wakanda Forever salute to Black Panther.
Question.
The bank, however, says that Tubman is not saluting Wakanda. It is the actual American sign language gesture for love. Wakanda also got it from that. boxed in. I mean, if that is the official sign, that is the official sign.
But here. Don't we have meetings?
What do you mean?
To determine whether
you think
I don't think the booty music people. I don't think they cared.
So you think Chuck from marketing should walk in and be like, "That look like Wakanda Forever"?
No, I think they already had that conversation. Now that I've heard the explanation, right? I'm cool with that.
The bank decided to release the card in response to the Treasury Department announcing last year it would indefinitely delay the placement of Tubman on the $20 bill. Yeah, I thought that was supposed to happen.
Yep.
All right.
So now it has a little more validity to it.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're, I guess, the Treasury Department is on the same pace as Mayor Suarez.
That's right. Mayor Suarez, who decides, oh, no, trust me, I'll get to it. And yeah. This guy who texted in and goes, oh, they've decided right. It's going to happen. But the guy did make the good point when he responded to me, because I was very angry in my response to him. He goes, oh, they're going to announce it, but they're going to make sure all the council people can be there. And trust me, you won't get announced. I'm like, trust me, I know. Doesn't matter. No. People know, Mr. Mayor.
They're probably trying to wait you out.
Good luck.
Yep.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Yep.
No, I believe Tyson Fury, in a while, they were trying to do that to Tyson Fury.
Here's the problem with waiting me out. I'm done with work people at 10 a.m. I got nothing but time for shenanigans and my projects. That's all the time. That's all I do with my life now, because I got nothing but time.
Nobody to play with.
I got nobody to play
with. Everybody's at work.
My kids are at school and work. So if you think you're going to smoke me out, my day is done. By the time you're in your first meeting, my day at work is done. So you know what I go do? Find stuff to do. I go talk to Russian goalies. I go talk to baseball players. I go gallivant around. I make things happen.
You didn't come get my snake.
Well, that was at night. You wanted me to like drive down there immediately. Seemed
no,
ridiculous.
I didn't. I want you to come after work the next day.
It's still there?
No.
Sure.
Well, it's a science. My son's Fonz's friend, mm-hmm. who hunts critters in the Everglades. He's on YouTube hunt critters, and which is a slight upset because he's black. But Fonz asked him to come over and get the snake, and he said, "It probably moved."
I'm surprised on Guardians of the Galaxy there's no black people on that show. You would think.
What?
They have a lady out there killing snakes.
Yeah.
Hey. No, man. Like, ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with like, but nah, I will tell you this.
Mm.
My wife does not like roaches, frogs, and snakes. And guess what?
The big three.
I squashed the hell out of all of them. And not bat an eye.
Not worried about it?
Not worried about it. But snakes?
Well, that is why you are Leroy.
All right, Brandon.
Let's spend a couple of minutes. A guy that had a lot of Heat fans crushing on Saturday night, Dwayne Wade, getting honored with his jersey being retired and lifted into the rafters. And Brennan Tobin, who is co-host of Tobin and Leroy in the Morning Show, 7-9 of the Ticket.
I mean, Leroy.
Leroy.
Tobin and Leroy in the Morning Show.
Who says that?
I don't know.
Who says that?
Leroy.
Who says that?
Tobin and Leroy in the Morning
Show. Who says that?
Leroy sounds like a fragrance.
Tobin and Leroy in the...
Because even if you'd say it French, it'd be Leroy.
Leroy.
I believe it wasn't the gang leader in Sons of Anarchy... Of the black group, the Niners, wasn't he Leroy?
I don't remember.
Well, he didn't make it. I mean, he didn't make it. Spoiler, but
dude, that movie.
Probably the show's been off the air for a good 5 years, man. You're good. If you haven't seen Sons of Anarchy, damage is done, my friend.
Yep.
I don't know what to tell you.
Damage is done, my friend.
I'm allowed to make those references if I so please. I got to catch up on Curb though, because I spent my time last night watching D Wade. That's
and Saul's sorry. Back too. We may have to do a Saul.
I got
cast.
A lot of catching up to do on Better Call Saul, because I haven't watched like the last two seasons.
Oh damn!
I don't know where I can watch it on demand. Does AMC have an app?
I'm pretty sure AMC has, and I think it's on Netflix. I think the previous seasons are Netflix.
I think it is on previous. Okay, so maybe I'll catch up on that one. I'll start binging on Better Call Saul.
And usually when the new season releases. Wow, releases the previous season opens up on Netflix.
So it opens up next in 2 weeks.
Somebody says that is not sign language for love. Sign language for love has palms flat on the chest. So somebody's saying that they...
This is sign for love.
Oh, so they're saying that they're full of crap?
Yeah. Mm. There you go.
Not surprising.
I mean, guess what?
What?
And according to FSU, Martin Luther King played wide receiver. So there you have.
Martin Luther King just doing the Odell Beckham one-handed grab.
Why? Why do you... Look, why do we think we get more pop if we do that?
Just because. Just got to put a little extra on it, you know? Little extra cheese.
Got to just overdo it.
Just got to overdo it.
Tobin and Leroy.
Why did you overthink that one?
Huh?
It seems like such an overthink. His name, Leroy.
Yeah. Like, come on.
Shoulder pads. Hits the hole. Vulture. Leroy.
And why do I'm just Leroy? Leroy. I don't have a last name. Did she not bother?
Well, I don't go by Brendan Tobin. I go by Tobin as the title of the show.
She was just saying the name of the show, yeah.
She says co-host of Tobin and Leroy.
Tobin and Leroy.
I feel like I'm in the 50s, and she's like the old white lady, like down in the South. Ah! Well, gonna listen to that Tobin and Leroy. Really?
Tobin and Leroy.
No, but as long as I've been living, right? I've been on this earth for a while. Nobody's ever called me that. Never. Look, never.
You got one of the easiest names known to man.
It's five letters.
Leroy.
Tobin and Leroy.
Hates tanking. Loves system quarterbacks. Leroy.
Clearly she wasn't a football fan when I played football, right?
No, definitely not.
Right, because wow.
Definitely not.
Holy smokes. I don't brag about like playing football, but damn, if you go like
loves slandering Udonis Haslam and hates Russian goalies.
I don't hate Russian. No, I hate Russian goalies. They give up 4 goals a game. That costs $10 million a year when we could get half of that production or twice as that production from the Zamboni guy.
He didn't really drive the Zamboni. He did it like 3 times.
You know what they say. No, that's not what they say.
Oh, once
they say you build if you could build bridges your whole life and never be called a bridge builder, but if you drive one Zamboni.
That is what they say. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Let's go. Guests on 790 The Ticket appear on the Toyota of Hollywood guest line. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan.
If you think you've been the victim,
the 2018 nationwide average savings underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance Exchanges and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Question. When you walk into the boardrooms of the most successful companies here in Florida, who do you meet? When you're working for a mover and shaker with strong ties to our community, who are they? When you encounter a group of people eager to roll up their sleeves, who are you most likely to work with? Answer: men and women who played high school sports. Education-based high school sports give us more than athletes we can root for. They give us leaders we can depend on. Taking the initiative. Being a good teammate, sacrificing personal glory for the greater good. These are qualities we expect of our leaders, and they're all being cultivated in the high schools right here in Florida. Question: so where will we find tomorrow's leaders? Answer: high school sports.
This message presented by the Florida High School Athletic Association and the Florida Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
So why do teenagers play high school sports?
My reason why is a sense of purpose.
My reason why is love for the game.
My reason why is to inspire others.
One reason student athletes seldom mention is to get an athletic scholarship. They know that only 2% of all high school athletes are awarded a sports scholarship. And most of those are worth far less than the cost of tuition. So, why do they play?
My reason why is commitment.
My reason why is friendship.
A sense of purpose. Love for the game. To help others. Friendship. There are lots of great reasons to play high school sports and to participate in other high school activities like cheerleading, debate, and music. Tell us your reason using the hashtag MyReasonWhy.
This message presented by the NFHS and the Florida High School Athletic Association.
Imagine being fired because of who you love. Imagine being denied medical treatment because of who you marry. Imagine being evicted because of who you are. Millions of Americans don't have to imagine this. They have to live it. Because in 30 states, it's legal to discriminate against LGBT people. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
Sweet strawberry icing.
You're in Goodwill and just past that vintage denim jacket, you spot miniature donut earrings. You lean in. Ah, that's the scent of shopping success. Because at Goodwill, every item you buy funds local job training and more. So bring home those donut earrings and bring home so much good to your community. Goodwill. Bring good home. Brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that we can give our daughters everything they need to grow and learn. But not every child can focus on classes and play dates.
Nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. face hunger. That's 1 in 6. School lunch might be their only meal each day. And it's heartbreaking to imagine any child going to bed hungry. We're dreaming of a perfect day when kids can smile, play, and just be kids without worrying about where their next meal will come from. Feeding America is working to make that perfect day a reality.
Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste. That food is given to families and children in need. Being a kid should be about doing things that make an ordinary day extraordinary. Learning to play an instrument.